So today we are very fortunate that we are having His Grace Advaita Chandra Prabhuji to enlighten us on the glories of Gopinath Patnaik, the son of Bhavanand Rai. So he was formerly King Pandu in Krishna Leela. So thank you so much, Prabhuji, for enlightening us. So thank you so much for giving us your valuable association and time. So now you can start the class, Prabhuji. Thank you so much. Hare Krishna.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Narayanam namaskrityam naram chaiva narottamam devim sarasvatim vyas tato jayamudiraye nashtaprayeshu abhadreshu Nityam Bhagavat Sevaya Bhagavati Ruttama Shloke Bhaktir Bhavati Naishtiki Krishnaya Vasudevaya Devaki Nandanaya Cha Nanda Gopa Kumaraya Govindaya namo namaha Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna. So we have been discussing about the glories of different acharyas, how they led their lives, how, because of their sacrifices, their love, we are able to execute our Krishna consciousness. There are so many challenges that we face during our spiritual life. And understanding the lives of these previous acharyas gives us the hope, the encouragement, the inspiration to continue with our spiritual life despite these challenges. And they also show us how to react in different situations, not just how to react externally, but internally, what should be our consciousness, what should be our mood when we are going through different situations in life? How do we react in a way that pleases Krishna? Because we cannot change what happens to us, but we can choose and decide how we react to what happens to us. And we see in the lives of these acharyas, time and again, they've reacted in ways that will please Krishna. And our founder acharya, His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, has written extensively about these acharyas in his books, and his love for them is so much evident. Love and respect is so much evident. In fact, it is said, Mahajano yena gata sapantha, that one must follow the Mahajans. Mahajans means the great personalities And of course, there are specific Mahajans who are being mentioned, but it also means those who are great personalities, those who are following Mahajans are also Mahajans. So today we will discuss about one such personality. His name is Gopinath Patanayaka. And he's not very well known. But still, he has ways with which we can actually learn so much from his life. So we will discuss on the glories of Gopinath Patanayaka. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare So Gopinath Patanayaka, he was the son of Bhavananda Rai. In fact, according to the 10th chapter of the Adi Leela of Chaitanya Charitamrita, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says Bhavananda Rai was formerly the king Pandu, and his sons were the five Pandavas. Bhavananda Rai, his sons, were Ramananda Rai, Gopinath Patanayaka, Kalanidhi, Sudhanidhi, and Paninath Patanayaka. Ramananda Rai is the same one who, in the district of Kuvur, in the banks of Kaveri, the banks of Godavari River, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had detailed talks about the confidential essence of Krishna consciousness. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would ask, what is the essence of Krishna consciousness? And Ramananda Rai started giving different answers. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would say, Eho Bahya, meaning this is external, go deeper. And he asked him to go deeper and deeper and deeper And Ramananda Rai, he started with the essence of Krishna consciousness to be following the Varnashram Dharma all the way to saying that the essence of Krishna consciousness is Srimati Radharani's Mahabhava. And Ramananda Rai was one of the intimate associates of Lord Chaitanya. He was the son of Bhavananda Rai, and Gopinath Patanayaka was the brother of Ramananda Rai and the son of Bhavananda Rai himself. Bhavananda Rai was Pandu. Ramananda Rai, Gopinath Patanayaka, others were considered to be Pandavas. Ramananda Rai specifically was considered to be an incarnation of Lalita Sakhi and Arjuna combined. Bhavananda Rai was actually a landowner. He was living in the village of Bentapura, which is very, very near Alalanath. If we go to Jagannath Puri, there is also a place called Alalanath where Lord Chaitanya would visit whenever Jagannath Darshan were closed for 15 days. He could not live without seeing the Lord. And so he used to go to Alalanath. So Gopinath Patanayaka, he was the son of Bhavananda Rai, and he was the Tehsildar for King Pratap Rudra. We will discuss the glory of King Pratap Rudra soon, but he was a devotee king who was not given darshan by the Lord, and then later how he received the darshan is a beautiful story. But this King Pratap Rudra, his one of his ministers, Tehsildar, meaning landowners, was Gopinath Patanayaka. This Tehsildar, their duty is actually to collect taxes. So one time, there was a shortfall of 200,000 kahans. That was, this kahans was considered to be the currency. And at that time, if someone does not pay taxes, he was given capital punishment, like he was thrown from a scaffold to be completely killed on swords. There would be bed of swords, and this person would be thrown from the top. This system in Orissa was known as Changa. So Gopinath Patanayaka, he could not come up with the tax money for the king. So King Pratap Rudra's son, who was the prince, and the prince is known as Bariyajana. So this prince, Bariyajana, he decided that this Gopinath Patanayaka, he should be punished. And he should be punished by throwing him from the Changa. Now this was ferocious. And when some of the friends of Bhavananda Rai saw that Gopinath Patanayaka is in this dangerous situation, they came to Mahaprabhu and they asked, "My dear Lord, Bhavananda Rai and Ramananda Rai, they are your wonderful intimate devotees. Ramananda Rai's brother, Bhavananda Rai's son, Gopinath Patanayaka is in this dangerous situation. They are going to throw him from the Changa onto the bed of swords." Mahaprabhu asked, "What was the reason? Why is he for the punishment? Why is he being thrown like that?" So one of the devotees said, because Gopinath owes the government 200,000 kahanas in back taxes, in arrears, and he's unable to make a cash payment. He has offered to pay back the money by selling some of his possessions. And so he brought a dozen fine horses to the palace. And he said, these dozen horses I can give to the king instead of the taxes. So the king sent one of his princes, Baryajana, who is an expert in evaluating horses, but this prince is saying these horses are less than the taxes. So this prince, Baryajana, he had a physical quirk in the sense he would repeatedly stretch his neck, looking upward and then from side to side. Like some people have this habit, they do like this, you know, stretch their neck and then go side to side, and different habits that's there. And he would do this. So Gopinath Patanayaka, he became angry when the prince said that your horses are not worth the taxes. And he became angry and he said, my horses, they lift their necks, but at least they don't keep looking in the air. I don't see how they can be worth so little. Mocked the prince. And he indirectly he said that his horses were more valuable than the prince himself. So the prince felt very much insulted by this comment, and he decided to take revenge. He went to the king, he got permission to put Gopinath on the changa in order to extract the money. And now he has put him into the scaffold, and he's prepared to throw him down on the swords. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu very patiently heard all of this, this entire account of Gopinath Patanayaka, and he took an attitude of impartiality. And he replied with affectionate anger, well, then how is the king at fault? If Gopinath Patanayaka did not pay his dues, that is not the fault of the king. King is punishing someone who has committed an offense. What can the king do about that? And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in one sense, in terms of being far impartial, he was taking the side of the king, King Prataparudra, his devotee. In fact, there are three kinds of moods that the Lord have. One is Niyamparayan, the other is Premparayan, and the other is Kripaparayan. Niyamparayan means that rules and regulations are foremost, and everything else is secondary. So, for example, Lord Ramachandra, he is Niyamparayan. For him, the duty as a king, duty as a son, and these kinds of duties are higher than his own personal well-being. So this is Niyamparayan. This is Lord Ramachandra. Then there is Premparayan. Premparayan means even higher than the rules and regulations is love, which means if I love someone and he has broken the rules and regulations, then I will give him another chance, which I would not normally give someone who does not love me. Krishna is like that. Krishna is Premparayan. He says, apichet suduracharo bhajate mam ananya bhak. Meaning, if my devotee makes a little bit of an offense, kshipram bhavati dharmatma, he will become a dharmatma very quickly as long as he starts following the principles. So this is Premparayan. But then people think, oh, this means that you are you are partial. People say, why is Krishna so partial to devotees? Actually, Krishna is impartial. His definition of impartiality is that I will behave with you the way you behave with me. Ye yatha mam prapadyante tam stathaiva bhajamyaham. If you love me, I love you back. If you don't love me, I still love you, but not in the same way as those who love me. So in that sense, he's impartial. But it comes out as partiality because he is Premparayan. He doesn't care about rules and regulations. I mean, of course, we must follow rules and regulations. But for Krishna, love is more primary. And then the third is Kripa Parayan, like Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He is Kripa Parayan. Kripa Parayan means that even if someone has made mistake, forgive him. That is Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Jagai Madhai. They tried to save Nityananda, Madhai, so give him love of God. And because Nityananda Prabhu said, okay, give Jagai also, even though they were the worst of sinners. This is Kripa Parayan. For him, mercy comes first. So there are these three different types of devotees. There are different moods of the Lord. There are different moods of the devotees also. If someone in the community makes a mistake, then some say, no, we should follow the rules and regulations, and he has done mistake, he should be punished. Then there are others who are Premparayan, who think, he has done mistake, but he has served also so many years loyally, so, you know, we should not be so harsh on him. And then there are Kripaparayan, who think, okay, he has made a mistake, let's give him more responsibility. That way he can maybe redeem himself. If he gets some responsibility, he will feel engaged. So like that. But in the case of Gopinath Patanayaka, even though Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Kripaparayan, he took an attitude of impartiality. And he replied with affectionate anger, what is the problem in this case? Because how is the king at fault? Then, slowly the news came that Bhavananda Rai and his entire family had been imprisoned. Then, Swarup Damodar Goswami and other close companions of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appealed to the Lord, Mahaprabhu, please do something. You are the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This is the time you need to come and save your devotees. You are capable of doing anything. You are capable of changing anything that has been done or anything that has been remaining inactive, if you so wish. And so Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he said, he instructed everyone, okay, take shelter of Lord Jagannath's lotus feet and Lord Jagannath will take care of the problem. So everyone started worshipping Lord Jagannath and praying to him. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, as the super soul within the heart, inspired one of the ministers of King Pratap Rudra, whose name was Harichandana Patra, to recount Gopinath's entire story to the king, Gopinath Pattanayaka's story to the king, asking the king to please repeal the death sentence. When king heard about Gopinath Pattanayaka, he was surprised that why was I not informed about the events? And he immediately repealed the death sentence and Gopinath Pattanayaka was released. So this is the pastime of how Gopinath Pattanayaka was delivered from a sentence of death given by the king. Then Mahaprabhu inquired how Vaninath and other members of Gopinath Acharya, Gopinath Pattanayaka's family reacted when they were imprisoned. So the messenger said, Vaninath Pattanayaka, the brother of Gopinath Pattanayaka, was without fear. He was constantly chanting the Maha Mantra, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. He counted each mantra on the finger of his hands, and after he had finished chanting 1,000 times, he would make a mark on his body. When Mahaprabhu heard that, he was very pleased to hear that Vaninath, his brother, was reacting in such a way. So the Lord is pleased with us by the way we actually react. What happens to us, the situations, are created by the Lord himself. But he wants to see how we react in these situations. And if we react in a Krishna conscious way, if we react by taking shelter of the Lord, by hearing and chanting, and by service, then the Lord is very much happy. If we react in a mood of Srinada Pisuni Chena Tarora Pisa Hishnuna Amanina Manadena Kirtaniya Sadahari, then the Lord is very much pleased by that kind of reaction. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he went to Kashi Mishra. Kashi Mishra was the priest of the king Prataparudra, and also the owner of the house in which Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was living. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's quarters, living quarters, were known as Gambhira, which is a small room in the house of Kashi Mishra. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to Kashi Mishra and said, you know what? There are so many people, they come repeatedly to disturb me. They come to try to get me to intercede on behalf of Bhavananda Rai's family, who was misappropriating the state's funds. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, I have come here for bhajan, for bhakti, not to get involved in these political matters. So I'm thinking of moving to Alalanath, where I can get some peace. So Kashi Mishra became very anxious and said, no, Mahaprabhu, please stay, I will take care that this will not happen. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu stayed back, but Kashi Mishra, being the priest of King Prataparudra, told Maharaj Prataparudra how Mahaprabhu has been affected by these events of misfortune and injustice that was done by his own son. So in order to please the Lord, the king not only pardoned Gopinath Pattanayaka, but he forgave him his debt that he had, and also doubled his salary. And Gopinath Pattanayaka became very, very grateful for the mercy of the Lord. And he came, placed his head, which had been honored by a silk turban, personally wrapped around his head by the king. He came and he put his head at the lotus feet of the Lord. in utter gratefulness. And he said, "My dear Lord, the king has pardoned my previous taxes. He has reappointed me to my post, and not only that, he has doubled my salary and honored me with this silken turban. And he has done this only due to your mercy." How much difference your mercy can make. One moment I'm on the changa, preparing myself to die, and the next moment I'm being given honors like the silk turban. But I want to reveal something, my Lord. When I was on the changa, about to be thrown into the bed of swords, I began meditating on your lotus feet. And as a result of this meditation, suddenly I was taken out of the changa and given all these honors. And everyone knows it is because you intervened that today I'm alive. Because as Paramatma, you inspired Harichandana Patra, the minister of King Pratap Rudra, to recount my entire story. The king came to know about it. So wherever we are facing any fear, we should take shelter of the Lord and have the conviction that Krishna will do whatever is best for our spiritual life. It's not easy to accept the decision of the Lord sometimes. In this case of Gopinath Patanayaka, the Lord was he displayed his mercy in a positive way, but sometimes he may display his mercy in a negative way. And it is painful, but we have to accept that many times. But Gopinath Patanayaka continued, "I know, my Lord, that these are not the principal results of meditating upon your lotus feet, but just a secondary effect. I was not meditating on your lotus feet to get this material result. I was meditating so that even if I die, I remember you and attain your love. The principal results of meditating on you is to develop love. But then as a secondary effect, these material gains also come. In fact, your real mercy has been granted to Ramananda Rai and Vaninath Nayaka, my brothers, because you have granted them freedom from material sense gratification. I'm being freed just from being killed. After killing, if I'm not fully Krishna conscious, I'll get another body and continue my sense gratification. But Vaninath Rai and Ramananda Rai, you have granted them freedom from sense gratification. This is a blessing that you have not given to me. My Lord, I pray, please bestow your pure mercy upon me so I may become renounced and no longer wish for material enjoyment." So this was the prayer of Gopinath Patanayaka. In fact, many times people ask, "You say we should take shelter, we should take shelter. What is the meaning of taking shelter?" So it is explained in Hari Bhakti Vilas, what is Sharanagati? What is taking shelter? Anukulasya sankalpaha, pratikulasya varjanam. Meaning, the first two limbs of Sharanagati, or taking shelter, is anukulasya sankalpaha, meaning do things, accepting those things that are favorable to Krishna consciousness. Pratikulasya varjanam, meaning reject unfavorable things. If we just do that, just accept, if we have to do anything, think anything, or put anything in action, before that, if we can just evaluate, is this favorable to my Krishna consciousness or unfavorable to my Krishna consciousness? And if it is unfavorable, we don't do it. If it is favorable to our Krishna consciousness, we go ahead and do it. Anukulasya sankalpaha pratikulasya varjanam. Rakshishyati iti vishvaso. And after we take shelter in this way, by performing things that are favorable to Krishna consciousness and not do things unfavorable to Krishna consciousness, we should have faith that the Lord will protect us. Rakshishyati iti vishvaso. The conviction that Krishna will give protection because I am taking shelter. Gopitritve varanam tatha. Accepting the Lord as one's guardian or master. Atmanikshepa karpanya. Atmanikshepa means full surrender. Karpanya, in humility. Shadvidha sharanagati. These are the six divisions of surrender. Anukulasya sankalpa pratikulasya varjanam. Rakshishyati iti vishvaso goptritve varanam tatha. Atmanikshepa karpanya. Sadvidha sharanagati. So the first two of all these six divisions, the first two are the ones which are action-oriented, to accept things that are favorable to Krishna consciousness and reject things that are unfavorable to Krishna consciousness. If we can just, any thought, any feeling, any action that we are doing, if we can just keep this in mind, then we know that we are taking shelter. How do we know we are taking shelter of the Lord? If we are going through some misery and suddenly we are taken out of our sense gratification and suddenly I want to take shelter of the Lord. What do we do? We do things that are favorable to Krishna consciousness, which is Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnu Smaranam Padasevanam Archanam Vandanam Dasyam Sakhyam Atmanivedanam. All these nine processes of devotional service. We start performing that. That means we are trying to take shelter. Pratikulasya varjanam. At the same time, avoid things, avoid offenses. Then we know we are in the process of taking shelter. And while we are doing that, we should have faith. Krishna will give protection. He is my guardian and master. Gopritve varnam tatha. Atmanikshepa. Full self-surrender and karpanya, humility. This karpanya also comes in Bhagavad Gita. Karpanya dosho pahata swabhava. Which means, this is the verse when Arjuna actually surrenders to Krishna in Bhagavad Gita, in the second chapter, in humility. These are the six aspects of surrender, and Gopinath Patanayaka was doing exactly that. And he understood what is real mercy. Real mercy is the freedom from sense gratification and the taste for hearing and chanting the glories of the Lord and His holy names. When the Lord heard Gopinath Patanayaka's prayers, he said, "My dear Gopinath, whether you are involved in material activities or completely renounced, you and your brothers are my eternal servants, birth after birth. But I asked you to obey one order of mine. Do not spend money which belongs to the king. Pay the king his dues, and then spend the balance for religious and fruitive activities. Don't spend even a farthing, even a penny
for sinful activities. Otherwise, you will be the loser both in this life and the next. This the Lord told him, even though the Lord accepted him and his brothers as eternal servants birth after birth, still he said, if you do anything sinful, you will be loser in this life and in the next life. So there are many things that we can learn from here, how we should react when we are in dangerous situations, by remembering the Lord, pleading to the Lord. He can change anything. He can do anything. Have faith. Take shelter. And follow the moral rules and regulations and laws of this world so that we don't get any sinful reactions. Otherwise, we will be the loser in this life and the next life. So this is the glories of Gopinath Patanayaka. We'll end here. If there are any questions or comments, we can take. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Prabhuji. Very nicely you have explained. And the glory of Gopinath Patanayaka. Thank you. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji Dandavat. This is Damodar from Bloomington, Illinois. Prabhuji, do you have any literary or academic background? Sorry for this odd question.
Literary or academic background?
Yes, like you are, you know, like in literature or, you know, that kind of a thing.
No.
Teaching.
No, I'm just... No, I'm just, I studied engineering and then did my post-graduation and that's all. But I was, I spent a couple of years in the Radha Gopinath Brahmacharya Ashram.
Oh, okay, okay. Okay.
Right. Yeah. Any, may I ask the reason?
You know, I have something in my mind that's still taking shape, so that's why I was, I'm looking for some kind of guidance in that field, so that's why I asked that question. Yeah. That's
okay.
Cool. Thank you.
All right. Hare Krishna. All right, any other questions or comments?
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, thank you so much. Very, very nice class. So Prabhuji, the question is it mentioned that why was he not able to pay the dues? What did he spend on?
Yeah, he was... It doesn't mention why he was... He tried to give back the dues by giving the horses because he was... It didn't say that why he was... He was just unable to. And because he was unable to make the cash payment, he tried to do it by selling some of his possessions. So it was not like he didn't want to give. He probably just didn't have. And he had the intention to give, maybe not in cash, but in terms of his horses, which the prince devaluated it.
Yeah, thank you, Prabhuji.
Yeah. Thank you.
also, is it the like in other part, there is one pastime that Prataparudra's son was embraced by Lord Chaitanya, the king. I mean, the prince is non-different from the king. The son is the... So maybe it's a... This happened later, Prabhuji?
Yes, this happened later because this was the crowned prince.
Oh.
The prince was already crowned. And when the Lord embraced the son of King Prataparudra, he was very small. Good question.
Thank you so much for enlightening us continuously on this various personalities and pastimes. Really nice to know our Gaudiya Vaishnava history and our roots, Prabhuji. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you. All right. If there are no more questions, we can end here. Vanchakalpatarubhyascha kripa sindhubhya eva cha patita pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namah.
Namo namah.